I'm Matt Holzman, executive producer of The Business on KCRW, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. I'm joined by John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but the people who produced Scott Pilgrim versus the World probably aren't fine.
I would say they're worse than not fine. This is a very interesting case study in how everything can seem to go right and then nothing does. This is a film that is based on a not popular but a beloved graphic novel series. It debuted at Comic-Con International in San Diego several weeks back. I was at the screening at Hall H where they showed some footage. Then they invited some lucky fans to see the entire film. Both went over fantastically. Reviews were generally very positive.
Super popular fans, stars, Michael Cera and Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, the fans, you know, the people who love the comics like the fact that the movie was incredibly faithful. It had everything right going into its opening weekend, and hardly anyone went to see it.
And is there a theory as to why that might be?
My theory? I think everybody has a lot of theories. I think one of the things that was surprising is it was really damaged by The Expendables, which was a film that I think a lot of people underestimated and assumed would only attract 55-year-old men with beer guts. And it turned out to be incredibly popular with young adults and older teens. I mean, I think this is the latest in a series of movies that have been kind of aimed at the fanboy audience. Watchmen, I'd put in this category, Kick-Ass. They've been really adored by the fan audience. They've had great Comic-Con screenings, and yet they have not appealed to the broader audience.
But if you're saying that The Expendables took audience away from Scott Pilgrim, maybe it was more of a timing thing than anything else. I mean, and who would have thought that that would be the movie that would take audience away from Scott Pilgrim?
No, I think that's a very valid case. And if in retrospect, you look at Scott Pilgrim, it was a movie that cost before tax credits, rebates, S&H green stamps, and double Ralph's coupons, $85 million. So it was probably way too expensive a movie, but everybody loved the movie. And I think it's always disappointing in Hollywood when a beloved movie that seems to have everything right goes so wrong. And I don't know if there's a lesson to take away, but we will not be seeing Scott Pilgrim 2.
Yeah, we may not see a Scott Pilgrim 2, but certainly this is a movie that's going to make a lot of money, you know, on DVD and as a download.
No, I think it will, but I don't know that it will make enough. And I think the real lesson kind of coming out of this is the next studio, the next producer who wants to adapt an original, inspired, interesting graphic novel is going to – everybody's going to say, well, remember Scott Pilgrim, and that movie's not going to be made, whereas Expendables 2 will be.
Return of the Expendables. That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Matt.
John joins Kim Masters each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Matt Holzman, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Do you have any ideas why you think Scott Pilgrim didn't work at the box office? Leave us a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.